One of the members of the Chatzar died on Shabbos. Im Erev afil Yorshu Echem im Nei Ashuk Eino Osir. You know, somebody that does not live in the Chatzar was not part of the original Erev. If he inherited it, we don't care. Because since an answer to Shabbos was permitted, it remains Mutter. Im Lo Erev. But if this one was not part of the Erev, and then he died, Im Yorshu Echem im Ashuk, Koz Man Shein Ebol Ado Yimoyim Eino Osir. As long as the one who inherited is not planning to live there, it doesn't ask it. Because as we learned before, a house which is not going to be used by anybody does not need to take part in the Erev. Here, once again, we have the same idea. That the person came, inherited something, and he came on Shabbos, he was still ask it. Once again, a chiddush that even though the answer to Shabbos wasn't there, this is different. That the fact that somebody new came in the middle of Shabbos is a reason to ask it. Over here it's a little bit better because he inherited it before Shabbos, and therefore there's more of a chash that is going to move in on Shabbos. So it's best in Sunday to oyuv to become usher on Shabbos. That's what usher. That's basically the territory of the Magen Avraham. If one of the members of the chaser inherited im erev hayoyrish v'yudorim amayir v'vayis echod, if he was again in the same house as the one who died, ein oisa. Even though the one who died didn't do an Erev, but the Erev of the one that's alive, since they were living together, worked for both of them. But if the father lives in one house and the son lives in another house, and the father did not take part in the Erev, and now the son on Shabbos yarshins his father's chelik, because it's the same thing we learned before, that if somebody on the onset of Shabbos did not own a piece of property, then his Erev cannot work for that. And if he inherits it on Shabbos and he's living there, it will answer it on Shabbos. If this person died before Shabbos and somebody out of the Chatzar inherited, then the one who inherited will answer if he comes on Shabbos into the Chotzer. But if he stays out of it, then we learned before that a deer that nobody's living in does not ask.